Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's happening, Ray?
I'm trying to get my car out of a valet thing here. I got a 12% chance of figuring it out.
Where are you, in Vancouver?
Yeah, I don't want to say that I don't get out much in I don't get out much in Vancouver, but I'm down by the arena here. There's a new hotel. I never even knew it was here.
Well, you are on the road a lot. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm learning.
Well, are people jacked up for the draft to show up? What's the buzz like in Vancouver?
People are starting to get fired for it. They're now, like with the trades happening, they're starting to wonder, okay, how does that start to leak into Vancouver? You know the way people are. It's always about what impacts them most locally. And I would say this will be a solid, successful draft. There'll be great attendance. There'll be lots of interest. There'll be the benefit of the fact that there's going to be lots of movement. I mean, let's face it. If they're just drafting off of just drafting the players in order, there's only so much excitement. You wait for your team, and then you're like, we want to see movement. And I think there's going to be movement.
Well, and that's why it's been a very different week in Toronto, partially because of the parade yesterday. And everyone's been so focused on the Raptors, but I think the dust has settled now. And, Maple Leaf fans are coming out of the woodworks, and they're like, okay, let's see what we can expect over the next 2 weeks. And we just had this conversation prior to having you on. It may not go the way some people are hoping that it will, because the Leafs don't have a first-round pick. So the draft is kind of out of sight, out of mind. What if you can't find a way to trade Patrick Marleau? What if it takes a while to work out a deal for Zaitsev? What if Marner does hold strong that he needs the Matthews deal or he's not going to re-sign? What if the cap is under $82 million as opposed to $84 million? Kind of feels like all of a sudden, with the Maple Leafs in particular, it may not be as rosy as a lot of people were hoping for.
That's... The most likely scenario there that I, as you're talking, Brian, is that things are going to take longer perhaps than fans are going to hope for. Like, it would be nice that the bow goes on a couple of trades and the free agent stuff done on July 1st, but it's more than likely that that's not going to be the case.
Ray, did you expect the Marner deal to be done right now already?
No, it just seems it. And the reason, the complication of this salary cap information today, not that it's a complete surprise to the teams, but would be interesting to see how that impacts the speed that they can get this deal done or attempt to get this deal done, because there's the pressure of July 1st that if they don't get it done, then that opens up this, the boogeyman of the offer sheet.
I'm just going off the comments from Dubas saying it was priority one, and it's still not done.
Oh, I'm in the car. He's valeting, so that's just me.
Wait a minute. You're the valet guy?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, the guy just drove by in my car, and it switched to the valet, sorry. Switched to the car.
That's my favorite quote ever.
We got to cut that clip, Mullen. We got to replay that, because the valet guy was
He tried to answer the question. He's like, I think Marner will sign.
How great would that have been? He's like, this is my moment.
Hey, buddy, you were just on the radio.
Yeah.
You were just on Yeah, but you were on the radio in Toronto. How much would you pay him? Yeah. Oh, he says give him lots.
Of money.
Well, that's about the same take you've had.
Yeah.
I guess we could have kept him on.
Oh, he's probably got just as good an insight. He's into it. He's got a cut shirt on.
He seemed energetic. I mean, that was great. Thank you, Valleca.
That's awesome. So you said about Dubas's quotes. Oh, he heard that. I didn't. So what was that?
Well, saying that Dubas was very clear. The priority number one was Marner getting signed.
Yeah, that was the first priority. Yeah. So I thought, me personally, I thought it might be done by now.
Well, the pressure, it's funny, like we've seen, Nylander, we talked about when he's going to be signed and when he's not going to be signed. It wasn't until the last strokes that he got signed. If they're worried indeed worried about what a offer sheet could do to them, then the deadline is coming up fast. If they're not worried about it, or they think that teams are only going to go to a certain level of salary because after that it becomes four first-round picks, like maybe somebody thinks they can get them just under the threshold so it's a first, a second, and a third, well, then maybe they're comfortable with letting some team offer sheet them at that. I don't think it's as simple. It's not as simple as just we've got to get them signed. They're still trying to use the system the best they can. Whether they can or can't have that happen, I don't know. Because in the meantime, while they're waiting for this, they might get zapped with a Kapanen or a Johnson offer sheet. Right?
Well,
it's possible.
The elephant in the room. And yeah. you know, Kapanen and Janssen's representatives are calling Dubas saying, that's great and all that you're worried about Mitch Marner, but I care about my client.
Yeah.
And my client wants to know what kind of security he's going to have, what kind of money he's going to have. So that's what comes with a job. Kyle Dubas understands that. But
yeah, if you're the manager, couldn't you be honest and be like, listen, your client right now is number three on the depth chart as my priority. Like, I know the agent doesn't want to hear it, but why would you lie to him? Say like,
no, but he could be Noodles, except the problem is while you're number three on the priority list because you're not getting anything done, Team X swoops in and drops a $4 million offer sheet on Kapanen, and that all of a sudden is teams would risk the draft picks and they've got a player that scored 20 goals last year.
That makes a lot of sense.
You're right, but I think the Leafs would match that. They would just have to, unfortunately, before you came on, Ray, we were trying to outline that there may be some players on this team that are going to be at the 675, 700 level, like Freddie the Goat's at 700, Rosen's at 700. Like they may have to be in that cap crunch financially just to make all the pieces work, and they may have to anticipate if there is an offer sheet with something with a four in it for Janssen or for Kapanen, like we're going to match that. You're not just letting the player walk.
But eventually you're going to run out of money. Doesn't it feel like if that's the case that you start to go backwards as a team? You haven't even gotten forward yet.
I mean,
you've gotten forward, but you haven't got out of the first round yet.
That is where the anxiety lies in the fan base right now, is that it doesn't necessarily feel like any of these moves are going to be executed to improve the team drastically. They're going to be executed because they have to be based on the cap. And I still think they're going to be a very good team, a talented team next year. But I'm not convinced that as of October 1st, I'm going to look at the roster and say they're exponentially better. I think you might look at the roster and say, that's a fourth line that's a little leaky and a third pairing, and hey, Sparks is back because he's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, just think, what do you think they're thinking in San Jose today? Right? Great, we got Erik Karlsson. Whoop, there goes Justin Braun. Don't know if we can sign Pavelski. All of a sudden, it's like kind of a little bit different feel.
Winnipeg, the same thing. The Trouba deal was as much about money as anything else.
Yeah.
They weren't going to get him signed, and so they've got a offensively inclined, somewhat unpredictable defensively defenseman, and they get the first round pick back from Hayes, from the Hayes deal.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mind that Pionk. I think he's a bit of a riverboat gambler. I don't know if you watched him a lot, Ray, but I didn't. Yeah. I don't mind him as a player. I just think.
But does it make them better today?
Well,
if
they can re-sign Tyler Myers, if that, because of that flexibility, if Tyler Myers goes, okay, now I'm that right side number one defenseman that you guys wanted, so now I'm gonna play 25 minutes a night. Pionk's gonna be farther down, and they've got some flexibility. Then Chevy made the right move because Trouba wasn't going back. Like, Trouba's going to get to unrestricted free agency. You're going to lose nothing.
And he's leaving, yeah.
So, I don't know if you guys read that release from Trouba about his fiance or whatever. His girl, is it a girlfriend or fiance?
Yeah, she wants to work on the stage. She's American.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
I mean,
blah.
It's real life. And he made that decision.
Well, here's the other thing. So you've got the Jets who 2 years ago were full of promise. And this year, season ended with a thud. And there goes Trouba. and there's really a strong likelihood that Nikolai Ehlers won't get past the draft. And so you're like, there's no way they're as good. I mean, there just isn't.
No. Yeah.
Because they can't take the money back because they're going to have to pay Lining. And that still doesn't leave them with a second line center, which they traded for two trade deadlines in a row, one with success in Stastny, one with no success in Hayes. And now, you know, it's kind of hard to, it's going to be hard to get a handle on these teams until the dust settles. But back to the first point Brian made is it might be in a lot of cities a lot later than they thought it was going to be.
Ray, before we get you out of here, a lot of times the host team wants to make a splash. Jimmy Benning is one of our favorites. Do you think he pulls the trigger on something amazing for those fans out in Van other than his hair?
I think there will be a deal. There's lots of talk that they trade the number 10 pick.
for everybody.
Pardon?
He's in on everything.
He's in on everything. Always in on it.
Well, that's great that you... But here's the thing. Don't tell anybody you're in on anything. Just do it.
Yeah.
Like, why say you're in on this and you're in on that and you're in on this and then the ones you don't make happen, you're like, ew, well, that didn't work out good.
No, because he says, I'm in on everything.
Good. Say nothing. And it would suck at the draft if the host team sits at their table for all of Friday night.
Yeah.
So you're a Vancouver Canucks fan. You come here and watch 30 other teams draft, and your guys have traded away your first-round pick.
I don't see that happening.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
But you never know with Jimmy Benning.
You just never know, and they're trying to get better fast, which I don't know, man. They've got a defense that if they could replace four of the six guys, they'd probably be better off. But I don't know how you do that all of a sudden. But we'll see. It doesn't look like Edler's going to be back. Term is a problem. He wants 3 years. They want to pay him two. So there goes one guy probably. And we'll see what they can pull off. But the people are excited for the draft. I just hope it goes the way that they want it to, because they're kind of like Toronto was a few years ago, where they're just waiting for something negative to happen.
Yep, we've been there. We've done that. Well, we'll see. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5 p.m. We'll continue to look ahead to the draft and free agency. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks.
Now, when's the next parade you guys are covering?
Good question.
Hopefully never.
Wow.
Well, I mean...
Well, we want one.
It was a long day. It wasn't really... It was a six-and-a-half-hour parade.
Yeah, but I want you guys to be at a parade where you're evaluating and rating the floats.
Yeah,
that would be riveting.
No, we want to be on a float next time.
See, that they could build like a mini overdrive set, and you guys could be on there, and
you could
do the show. We should be in the marketing department. It's all coming together.
We got it all figured out.
It could be in a tractor trailer that can pull us behind a bus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not going to get a bus.
No, but we'll sit.
We'll get a cab or something.
Yeah, like a connector.
We'll sit on a trailer being pulled by the bus.
A camper with a round table behind the float.
Yeah.
I don't see why we can't pull that.
And the driver could be a grit grinder. You guys could have a contest and select that.
Oh, we'll just talk about his gear the whole day. It'll be great. That's our plan.
There it is. Next parade.
All right, buddy.
You guys are in. Perfect.
All right. We'll chat tomorrow.
I'm going to go see if the valet guy will give me my car back.
Yeah, good luck with that. And see if we can book him for tomorrow. We got a bunch of openers.
Okay, he's in at 3:30 Pacific.
All right, we'll lock it in. There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.